The Woman in the Lake by Nicola Cornick. Read by Malk Williams, Imogen Church, Charlie Sanderson, and Rebecca Courtney.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
Time flies over us, but leaves its shadow behind. Nathaniel Hawthorne. Prologue. Eustace, April 1765. I know what they will say of me when I am dead. I will be cast as a madman and a fool. They will blame the divorce, so scandalous for a peer of the realm, and claim that it drove me to misery and delusion, that it turned my mind. They will rake up all the old gossip and call my wife a whore. It pleases me that society will slander Isabella over again. I will gladly tolerate being painted a cuckold and a weakling if it hurts her. I wish I could hurt her more, but she is beyond my reach now, more is the pity. There are those who call me a wicked man. They're wrong. True evil requires intent, and I never had the will or the cunning to be truly wicked. Only once was I tempted to commit murder, and even then it was not my fault, for I swear I was possessed. It was the golden gown that moved me to evil, and the gown that led to that most terrible mistake. I remember the horror of it to this day. I still see the scene so clear before my eyes. She was walking ahead of me.